Let's have another cup of Lipton tea.
Lipton Tea and Lipton Soup present Arthur Godfrey and his talent scout.
Here comes Arthur Godfrey, your talent scout and tea. Brought to you by Lipton, Lipton Tea. You know it's Lipton Tea, Lipton Tea. You know it's Arthur Godfrey when you hear them say.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you, Peggy Marshall, and the Holidays, and George Bryan, and you. This is Arthur Godfrey, and as everybody knows, we're coming up to Easter week. This is the time of the year when a woman gets a rush of wild ideas to the head, and she wears them. Oh, I love the flowered hats that the girls put on at Easter time. You know the ones. I got one of them in here. Somebody sent me one. Oh, one of the things... They've got cute little buds on them, you know. All right. That's a boutonniere, isn't it? What do you call that? That's a corsage, isn't it? Can you wear that for me tonight, huh? Oh, don't steal it from me now. Now, over here, I have this for you. This is a dash of Lily Gachet. This is a glove. I have to explain now to the radio audience. This is a workman's glove on the end of each finger of which has been sewed a Lipton tea bag. It's a wonderful thing. I have Lipton's at my fingertips. And all I have to do is get me a cup of hot water, dunk my hand in it. I got 5 cups of tea. That's a wonderful feeling. You ought to try this. Throw a Lipton tea bag on the end of each finger. When they get wet, it's charming. I will present this to a gentleman now. There you are. Now comes the hat. I have everything in the world in this basket. This is a little green and gray hat, and it's got little Lipton tea bags and flowers all over it. That was a kind of a weak applause I got for that. That was for Mrs. Elsie LaBianca. No, you hurt my feelings. It's no good now. Mrs. Elsie LaBianca of Jamaica, Long Island, sent this. It was her own creation and was assembled at the Selwell Hat Company of New York, where Mrs. Bianca worked. And who sent the rest of it? Jimmy Waters, Jr., Collingdale, PA. Oh, yeah. He says a bridal bouquet. That's the bouquet you got there. You're going to get married again, aren't you, huh? All right, so let's get into the show, shall we? It's Lipton Soup and Tea Time. Time we met our first talent scout of the evening, who is to be... Wait till I take the hat off. Oh, no. Nice to see you. And what is your name, please?
Eileen Tobin? That's right.
Is that Mrs. Tobin?
That's Mrs. Tobin, yes.
Oh, it would be. How do you do? Where do you come from, Mrs. Tobin?
Well, right now I come from Quincy, Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm. Quincy, Massachusetts. Anybody here from Quincy? Oh, but you have friends there, haven't you? Yes. Quincy, what are you doing in Quincy?
Well, we have our own radio station there. It's called WJDA in Quincy.
WJDA?
That's right.
Is it a Columbia station?
No affiliation at all. It's
an independent station.
That's right.
Well. You and your husband run it, is that the idea?
That's right, uh-huh. Yes. There's another fellow in it, too.
Another fellow in there, mm-hmm. too. Three of you.
That's right.
That's quite a monopoly. All right. Down here in the eastern part of the southeast of you, we have two people own a whole network. It takes three of you to run one station up there, huh? I see. Now, tell me, who did you bring with you today, Mrs. Tobin? Somebody from up there?
Well, yes. We have a fellow who was auditioned on the station, and we've had the station now for a year and a half, and uh-huh. he sang with us during that time.
What's his name?
His name is Stuart Hall.
Stuart Hall, I see. And has he always been a singer?
Well, yes, he has. He did work as an announcer on the station, too, an MC and disc jockey.
He's got one of those cute noses, Stuart goes in and out. I love that. And you thought it goes up and down. Tell me about him now. He's an announcer and a singer.
Yes. Just recently, he went with Johnny Archer's band in Boston. Now you've really made me
feel something. It's very cute, don't you? Well, Rosie, just recently, why, we're trying to give a guy a plug here.
Up until this week, Stewart has been at the Paradise Room of the Henry Grady Hotel in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, I see. And what's he going to sing for us?
Well, he's going to sing So in Love.
So in Love. All right. Thank you very much, Mrs. Tobin. It's very nice to have you. Let's bring out your discovery here. His name is Stewart Hall.
Strange dear, but true dear, when I'm close to you, dear, the stars fill the sky, so in love with you am I, even without you. My arms fold about you. You know, darling, why so in love with you am I? In love with the night mysterious, the night when you first in love with my joy delirious, when I knew that you could care, so taunt me and hurt me, deceive me, desert me. I'm yours till I die. So in love, I'm so in love, so in love with you, my love.
Stewart Hall, S-T-U-A-R-T, Stewart Hall. Say, Bob Stevens, put the camera on Archie for me, will you? Archie Blyer, doggone, he's resplendent tonight, isn't he? I just couldn't resist that, Archie. You look so pretty over there. You don't know it, folks, but Archie's a very hard-working guy. You see, after he finishes here, he goes back to the Roxy. He's the chief usher over there. And that's their new uniform. Speaking of theaters and the Roxy, Leo DeLion. You remember Leo DeLion we picked up here on this show? Well, he's already played The Strand. They tell me he's going over into the Roxy beginning this Friday, April the 15th. You'll be able to see him over there. Just a little example of what happens to some of our kids who will get started over here. It makes us feel so good. If I don't get busy on the Lipton Tea, I'm going to have to get started somewhere, too. Let me see. I have a piece of script here from the agency. Friends, if you drink tea, we naturally hope it's Lipton. Of course, we're a little prejudiced. So really, hungry. But we really think you'll get a lot of enjoyment out of Lipton tea. Well, I hope you do, because it's pretty sad-looking stuff by itself. What else can you do with tea except get enjoyment out of it, for heaven's sake? Did you ever take a look at the inside of a tea bag? Oh, it's awful, you know. It's like a lot of old ashes and stuff. But it's an amazing thing, you know, the The romance behind picking tea leaves. I've been studying about it, you know. Bob Smallwood, the president of Lipton, has a club that he holds over my head every night while I read about tea. And I discovered that the story of tea is really a romantic thing, you know. There's a great deal of the history of the world wrapped up in this stuff. You'd be amazed at what there is there. And if you're a tea enthusiast, such as anybody in Lipton or the agency might be, you could really get crazy about it. I just want you to know that there are a lot of good teas on the market, a lot of good ones. In fact, the matter is, Timiol tea is good. It's a doggone good beverage if you make it right. We would like you to try the Lipton tea, because I think you'll find that it pays to go to the pains that the Lipton people do to get the very finest tea leaves there are and to mix them and blend them in the way they do. That's what gives it that brisk flavor, which is so doggone good. If we can just get you to drinking tea, we don't care whose tea you drink, because if you become a tea drinker, eventually you'll get to Lipton. That concludes the lecture on tea. I keep putting these phones on and off all the time. I want you to know that they're really no use to me. It's just a nervous habit I have. I want you to meet the next talent scout. His name is David Fleming, is that it? Hello, Dave. Glad to see you. Come sit down here with me. David Fleming, where do you come from, Dave?
New York City, St. Avenue.
Born here? You're out of Georgia. How many other people in the studio were born in New York City? How many? It isn't often you run into somebody born here. Where were you born? 10th Avenue? Yes. And what?
47th,
huh? Yes, sir. All right, well, you ain't so far from me. I was 112th Street in Amsterdam there. Yeah, now tell me, what do you do for a living? How old are you, Dave?
22.
22, huh? And what do you do? Are you in school or are you working?
I work.
What do you do?
I work on a soda fountain.
Do you?
Long Island Drugstore.
Long Island Drugstore, yeah. Making sodas and sandwiches and stuff like that, huh? I did that one time. Why, was a real guy with an LT down. I could do that, brother, like that. You're a hammer. Over easy. Yes, sir. I love some of those things you fellas yell out when you're ordering up stuff. That's some of the funniest, you know, I ever heard in my life. Well, have you always been that? You're just starting to work? You ever done anything else?
Yes, I work in a butcher.
In a butcher?
Yes, sir.
Did you really? You learn how to cut the meat?
Yes.
What made you quit that? That's a good trade.
It was too cold in the freezer.
You could have stuck around a while. In 30 years' time, they'll give you a watch and move you out in the front of the store just before you... Tell me, who did you bring for us, Dave? You must have found some talent.
A trumpet player. His name is Jimmy Roma.
Jimmy Roma. Jimmy Roma. Where'd you bump into him, and what should we know about him?
Well, I met him in the Long Island Drugstore.
Uh-huh.
I saw him one day looking over the music sheet. Uh-huh. So I asked him, did he play in a band? And he said, yes. I want to go over to him sometime. Uh-huh. So I went over to the studio, and I heard him.
Good.
I thought it was very good.
Uh-huh. What's his background professionally?
Well, he's been in wood bands like Tony Pastor, Jimmy Dorsey, and Glenn Gray.
Oh, little stuff, yeah.
And he worked in the Paramount here in New York and Palladium in Hollywood, and he's made records.
But always with a band?
Yes.
Now he wants to be a soloist, is that it?
That's it.
Okay, let's get him out here, and thanks ever so much, Dave. Let's bring him out here, Jimmy Roma.
Thank you.
let's have our next talent scout, who is Ann Russell. Ann Russell. Miss Russell? Mrs. Russell?
Mrs. Russell.
Mrs. Russell. So, all right, I'm Mr. Godfrey. So tell me, Mrs. Russell, what do you do for besides being your wife, I mean?
Well, I'm with the Barbizon School of Modeling.
Barbizon School of Modeling?
Mm-hmm.
You mean you are a model, or you teach, you run it?
I was a model, and then I taught for a while, and now I go out to the high schools and colleges and tell the young girls all about the various careers that are available in modeling.
Oh, okay. Well, now that's all right, you know, because all the little kids all get the idea that being a model must be really something. And you go out there and catch them before they start and really give them a lowdown.
Right?
Good stuff. Would you advise a girl that, would you say to a young girl who was pretty that modeling is a good thing for her to do?
That's right. At least the training for it's very good in regard to most anything a young girl can do. She learns a lot.
You can start as a model and go from there
right.
and other things.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. She's some poise, anyhow.
It certainly does.
And the girls of today can really use a little change. Tell me, Miss Russell, what about the talent? Whom did you bring in?
Well, I have with me a young man named Paul Villard, whom I met when he was appearing down to Village Vanguard.
Mm-hmm. Where else has he played professionally?
Well, here in New York, he's been at the Rubin Bleu and at the Penthouse Club, and he's also made several pictures for MGM.
Is that so? What kind of thing does he do?
Well, he has an act that's really entirely different from anything you've had here on Talent Scout. He does an authentic and an original poem of the sea while he accompanies himself on the accordion.
Oh, hey, that sounds good.
He is from the Merchant Marine.
Uh-huh. Oh, wonderful. What's his name?
Paul Villard.
Paul
sure
Villard.
Like
thanks ever so much, Mrs. Russell. Let's get him out here.
Fine.
Paul Villard.
When I was a boy and people asked me what I'd like to grow up to be, I never said like another lad that I'd like to grow up to be like Dad, for Dad was a man from the farm country, and I was a boy who loved the sea. And when I grew up, my father said, I know the dream that's in your head. You dream of the sea and you want to roam, but a man was made to build a home, and the sea can never give him one. But sail if you must, and come back, my son. And there was a girl who said to me, you love me less than you love the sea. And as happy as our lives might have been, the day would come when the sea would win. So go, she said, and sail the sea, and when you're done, come back to me. So I left and sailed the sea, saw many a sight in a strange country, loved many a girl on many a night, and sailed away with the morning light. And the friends I made on the many trips changed with the names of the changing ships. And now at last I've come to see how lonely a sailor's life can be. For every port has a different name, but like each love, they're all the same. And though I see all there is to see, nothing I see belongs to me. So now I dream of leaving the sea to go back someday to that farm country. To plow the land and to build a home, to have a place I can call my own. And I'd be as proud as a man could be if that girl would be there, still waiting for me. And maybe someday we'd have a son who'd dream those dreams as I had done. And when he'd grow up, if he turned to me and say he wants to sail the sea, I'd never say no. 'Cause a man should roam to really learn that he must come home.
Paul Villard. V Victory, I-L-L-A-R-D, Paul Villard. Bob Smallwood, president of Lipton Tea, has asked me to remind you folks that CARE, C-A-R-E, a nonprofit organization of 26 top welfare agencies, does a terrific job of feeding some folks overseas. You could help by sending $10 to CARE, We'll send a lot of good food over there, guaranteed to get to some hungry family, either the one you designate or the one that they'd pick out for you. You could throw $10 away for... get a whole lot less than you'll get here. I'd do it if I were you. Let's meet our next talent scout, Ann Harney. Ann Harney? Hello. You got a pretty hat on, too. Will you come and sit down with me? What is this geranium here? Is that a rose? Oh, I beg your pardon. A rose. Is it Mrs. Harney?
No,
Miss. Miss Harney. Well, how do you do? Miss Harney, and what do you do for a living?
I'm secretary to the president of Carnegie Hall.
Secretary to the president of Carnegie Hall? Yes. My. You do anything else besides secretary? I mean, you...
Oh, I think that's enough in itself, don't you?
That's a big job, I know. But what do you do for recreation?
Well, I like to dance.
Go to the concerts, I suppose.
I go to concerts, too.
You like to dance?
Yes, and I like to play bridge. I like to go horseback riding.
Now we got something. You can have the concerts in the bridge, but I'll ride with you anyway.
All right.
Okay. Whom did you bring with you tonight, Miss Hines?
A girl singer named Doreen Clayton.
Doreen Clayton. Doreen Clayton. Tell us a little bit about her.
Certainly.
That name is familiar. Go ahead.
I met her first when she was in New York last summer on vacation. You see, she's been singing with the Detroit Civic Light Opera Company for 3 years.
Uh-huh. Yes. Detroit. What are you shaking about? Is that me or my perfume that does that? Is that better now? Your hands are so cold. Wait a minute, Doreen Clayton. Where did I hear that name before? Wasn't she out with our unit in Detroit? Isn't
yes,
she the girl
that
won?
That's right.
Sure.
When her talent scout presentation played in Detroit, she won a contest, which had as a prize an appearance on the show.
You know it better than I do. Sure, that's right. And we've got her here tonight. This is the lady, ladies and gentlemen, who won the contest in the Fox Theater in Detroit, and we promised her. Because she won out of all the finalists that night, that she'd be here on the Lipton Talent Scout Show on the network. And here, thanks to you, Miss Harney, she is. And her name is...
Doreen Clayton.
Good. Bring her up. Before we get to the reprises, when we're going to ask the studio audience to vote for a winner, let me remind you that Lipton also makes another product, Mr. Honey. Lipton Noodle Soup Mix. Go get yourself a handy package of it. See how handy you can get with it. It's good. The Reprises, so we'll bring them down now just as they appeared. Remember, first was the soloist Stuart Hall.
Reindeer, but too dear.
And the trumpet player, Jimmy Roma. Then the sea shanty, Paul Villard.
When I was a boy and people asked me what I'd like to grow up to be, I never said like another lad, but I'd like to grow up.
And the soprano, Doreen Clayton. Well, it looks like the winner is... Stuart Hall.
What a soup. What a delicious soup. What a delicious, thrifty soup. Lipton's Noodle Soup. Yes, everybody loves that rich chicken broth, those golden egg noodles, now enriched for even more nourishment, and that wonderful, fresh, homemade flavor. And those handy envelopes of Lipton Noodle Soup mix save you money two ways. They cost less, yet give you more than most canned soups, about 1.5 times as much. Get Lipton Noodle Soup tomorrow for sure. Tune in again next week to Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scout. Same time, same station. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.